Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, which is Nedarim Daf Lamed Gimel. We are actually on the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Beis, but perhaps, you know, let's just go back to the beginning of the Perek, beginning of the Mishnah Ein Bein. So it's five lines from the bottom. Ein Bein. There isn't much a difference between one who is Hamudar Hano Mechaveroi, a fellow who committed by way of nether to keep away from any Hano, can't benefit at all from his friend. That's one class, one category. And we're comparing this to the next category. Lumudar Heimenu Ma'achal. He says, I will not have any food from you. We have two types of commitments, two types of Nedarim. Any differences? Very little, except for the following differences. So basically, they're the same. Elod risas haregel, walking through the fellow's property. So if I can't have any anoha from you, I can't walk through your property. That's hanoha, it's benefiting. But if it's simply a question of ma'achal, it's a food-related nether, then it does not include walking through your property, and that's mutar. That's number one. Number two difference, v'cheilem she'ein oisen behem oichal nefesh. Utensils which are not used to generate and to process food. So a mudar hana may not partake in these things as well, as opposed to a mudar heimenu ma'achal, which is strictly food related, which allows him to borrow any non-food related tool or utensil. What is a food related utensil? Hamudar ma'achal mechaver, if he's a mudar ma'achal, lo yashilenu nafa ukfara v'ruchayim v'tanor, he cannot lend him a sieve, a sifter, a grinder, a mill, or an oven. These things are used to process food, and therefore are also avol, but mash eloi choluk v'tabas v'talos nezomim, you can loan him a rope, a ring, a garment, nezomim, some sort of earrings, nose rings, which are not food-related items. So Hamudar Hano can't even walk through his property. That's a chiddush. Typically, one is not so particular about a fellow walking through his field, for instance, or according to the Ran Yerchatzer. So why is this usur? Sure, you're enjoying the shortcut, but I would let anybody do it. It's not something which I specifically am allowing you to do. It's not something which I'm giving you. It's not personal. Man Tana, who's this Tana who disallows this as well? Even some sort of residual Hana, which people are not too particular about. They're just easy about these things, allow everybody to walk through the area. So, why is that us? What am I giving you? Amar of Adabar Abba, it is Rabbeleza, Hida, Asani, Rabbeleza, Oyma, Afilu Vitor. Even something which I typically would just forego, Asur, Bamudar Hana, is considered having gone. I've received something from you, and is also by a mudar hano. So that's by mudar hano. Regarding a mudar menu machal mechaveroi, there it's a food-related restriction, and therefore only pertains to food-related items. Le'eshilanu, the kitchen utensils, nafa ukvara v'rachayim v'tanu. Asks the Gemara, why are we including utensils? I spoke about food, and that's it. V'amin ma'achal nadar. I will not partake in your food. That's it. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Boimer, we're speaking that he added a word. He said, Hanos ma'achal cholai. He didn't just say ma'achal. Any pleasure, enjoyment related to food is usher to me. And therefore includes these uses, these benefits as well. Asks the Gemara, how do we know? Hanas ma'achalcha? Okay. Ema, perhaps it means shlo yilois chitin v'yitein al makasa. They had this remedy. They would chew wheat kernels and place it on a wound. It had a remedial effect. So perhaps when he said hanas ma'achalcha, he meant to include this as well. I will not take your wheat kernels and chew it and use it as a medicine. So food, asur. Food in a medicinal fashion is also asur. But utensils? Who says? Who says I'm including that? Amar Rava was speaking that he said more. But Emer, Hano, Hameviyah. Anyhow, no, which generates food from you. So basically anything which is food related, any utensil used to process food is included. I do not want anything from you which will serve to make my food. So it includes food itself and even a utensil, like a nafa ukvora rechayim enatanu. So at this point we have three levels. He's mudar ma'achal, that's simply food. Hano'as ma'acholcha includes even the chitim used for a remedy. Hano'a ha'mvi'al de ma'acholcha includes food and utensils. Omra pop. What about sak lavi peris? Can he borrow his friend's sack, which will be used to transport food and bring it closer to him? So I can't have enough from you. Can I use your sack to transport food to me? And the sack is pretty much enabling my achila. It's helping me deliver my food to me. V'chamar lohavi olav peres. Or using your donkey to do the same. Afilu tzana b'alma. What about just a basket? Again, used to transport my food. Can I take these things from you if I may not have hano'as ma'acholcha from you? It's aser. It's also included. All these are hano hamavia l'de machalhu, because they bring the food closer. They facilitate the meal. What about the next case? By rapapa, sus lirkavalov. Can I borrow your horse, which I will use to ride on? V'tabas liroizba, or a ring, which I'll wear to impress the guests at the banquet. So to take this fancy horse, this ring, which will help me impress my hosts and get the waiters rushing over. So these facilitate achila. But, you know, it's not a direct, you know, it's not a direct effect. It's like a goyrim. A fellow comes riding with a horse. Comes with this ring or this fancy watch. Mahu, what would you say in this case? Or another example. Mifsek umezel ba'arimai. What if I take a shortcut through your property to get to the meal, to get to the party? So unlike the previous set of examples, sak and chamor and tzana, used as a means to bring the food to me, here I'm going to the food and I'm going to use this to sort of impress the people and generate, you know, covet and attention so that they feed me better. What would you say in this case? Tashma, we're going to bring a raya from the Mishnah. We're going to try to bring a raya. Aval masha lo yicholak, v'talas, nizam v'tabois. A mudar machal mechaveri can borrow a robe, a garment, jewelry. Hechidami, what are we speaking about? Why is he borrowing? What's the purpose? Ile meshaloy leroyes ben. If it's unrelated to impressing people, just wearing these things. Well, obviously, it's not included in machal. It's unrelated to food. Shrichula meimer. Is there any need to even discuss that it's mutar? El alav, apparently, was speaking of the lirois bahen, even if it's used to impress, to generate attention, which will bring him a larger meal. Uktani mashila, and the Mishnah allows it. Apparently, it's not included. Loi, says the Gemara, no. Loi lam shloi lirois. Perhaps was speaking in a non impressive type of case. He's not trying to garner attention. Just simply trying to wear these things for his personal use. Well, if that's the case, you ask, isn't it obvious that it's not included in the Isser Achila? You're right. V'aydik d'tani reisha le'shelenu. Since the first part of the Mishnah mentioned that a mudar hanoa may not borrow these items because they give him benefit, tana seifa mashiloi. So likewise in the seifa. In the ratio we spoke about the food utensils, nafo, kvar, chayim, tanu, which are off limits to the mudar, hamin, and machal. So we found like a flip case, a matching case, things which are not ma'achal related, like the choluk, the tabas, etc., which are mutar to the mudar ma'achal. But, continues the Mishnah, v'chol davar she'ein oisim by oichal nefesh, even things which are not generally used for Oichel Nefesh, which you would think would be mutter for a mudar ma'achol, but there's an exception. Mokem shemaskirin, kayitza behen. What if in this location, this community, they typically charge, they rent these items? So $10 a day for the ring. In this case, even if you are mudar ma'achol, it's a food-related neder, asur, you cannot borrow these items because when he borrows, lends it to you, and he foregoes the rental fee, he in effect is giving you money. And money is tantamount to food. What do you do with money? You buy food. So if it's a place which are maskirin, you're saving the rent, then any item is asur, even for a mudar ma'achol. But when it comes to food-related utensils, those are asur regardless. Mechlal d'reisha afal b'shein maskirin. So the first part, the first set of examples, a sieve, a sifter, food-related utensils are asur to a mudar ma'achol, even if there's no rent being charged or saved. You can't borrow it. Why? People just lend these things out freely. Why is it asur? You're not giving me anything. You would give it to the next person for the same money, for free. It's not a thing that you care about. People lend these things out. So why is it asur? Mantan, who is the Tana? Amar Abba Bar Ava, once again, Reb Lezer, he who says even something which typically people just forego, they're easy with. But if you give it to a person who's meant to keep away from you, you are violating the nether. So in conclusion, a mudar hano'o mechaber can't have anything. Even something which typically people just are easy with. Even vitor is asur. What about mudar mimenu ma'achal? Depends what he said. Just ma'achal, that's food. Hano'as ma'achal, even the chitin used as a medicine. Hano'a ha'mevil de ma'achal, that includes food, and also kelim, which are used to process food. Nafa ukvar rechaim etana. Rav Papa added, even items which are used to transport the food and bring it closer. Sak, chamor, tzana, basket, anything used to deliver the food. What about the horse, the thing there which are going to be goyrim and increase in food? We leave that as a shayla unresolved. And the Quran says we go l'chum. Regardless, if it's something which is maskirin, which is typically rented out, now he's going to forego his rent, that's tantamount to have given him money. Money equals food, which is asr, even for the fellow who's mudar, himenu ma'achal. Okay, says the Mishnah, ha'mudar no mechaver. We have Reuben, who made a nether. Look, Mr. Shimon, you can't have anah from me. Shoykele, shikloi. Still, Reuben can go ahead and pay the machzas ha-shekel fee on behalf of Shimon. Upareyes choyvai. He can even pay up his debt, because he's not giving him anything. He's just paying up his debt. Umachshaleis habidos. If he finds a lost item of Shimon's, he can return the lost item. However, mokim shenotim aleh sachar. If in this community they have a custom that the finder takes a small fee in lieu of his lost work. So that's schar. If for some reason Reuven doesn't want to take that from Shimon, there's a problem, because if he allows Shimon to keep that money, Shimon is benefiting from Reuven, which he's not allowed to do. So what do we do? Tipol hanol lehegdish. That money goes to Hegdish, and the Rosh explains, because any hanol that Shimon receives from Reuven is a kind of, it's like carbon, it's also like Hegdish. And therefore, that's the appropriate address. It goes to Hegdish. Asks the Gemara. Fine, I understand that Reuven can pay a machzas hashekel on behalf of Shimon. Yeah, the Ran explains, because either way, Shimon would still have a portion, a chelik in the karbonis, in the Beis HaMikdash, that's the halacha, they would have everybody in mind. So although I gave it on his behalf, I didn't really give him anything. I did a mitzvah for him, but I didn't actually give him anything directly. But when it comes to paying off a person's debt, you're freeing him of debt. You're giving him something. Why is that mutter? Alma, apparently, avruchi ari balmahu v'shari. It's as though paying off a person's debt is as though you've chased away a dangerous animal, a lion, from his herd. Very nice, thank you. It's a nice chesed, it's a mitzvah, but you don't get paid for it. Protecting him from harm is amazing, but it's not actually giving him something directly. It's like sur meira. It's not asei toiv. It's not giving him something. And therefore, even if Shimon may not benefit from Reuven, Reuven can still pay up his loan. Man tana, who's the man da amar who allows this? Who considers paying off a debt as just avruchi ari? Who's that? Amar v'ishe zudivrei chanan hi. This is Shitas Chanan, discussed back in Ksubais, who holds that if a fellow steps forward and pays up a person's debt, it's amazing, but it's just like chasing away a lion. You haven't actually given him something directly, and he's not obligated to repay you. His Shita is reflected in our Mishnah. Rav Amar Filu Tema Divra Koil, you know what? Our Mishnah can be even in line with Shitas Rabbonon. That when a person pays up his friend's debt, he has given him something. He has released him of that pressure, of that anxiety, of that chayv. Not only that, it's as though he took his place. It's as though he did a shlichus. He did his job. As though he was appointed by the loive to pay up his debt. It's as though you sent me to do it. And therefore, it's as though I gave you that money, and now you owe back. That's typically. So why is this different? Even the Rabbanu would agree, Gabi Mudar Ano. In our case, by the Mudar Ano, it's Mutar. Why? It's a unique case. The Yoiv, Le Almanas, Shalog the Frey, was speaking that when the Malva gave the money to the Leva, it was on condition that the Leva has a choice. You can decide to pay, you can decide not to pay. So, when you pay up his debt, you haven't really given him anything. Okay, so the Mishnah can go either way, either Chanan or the Rabbanan, in this specific circumstance. We mentioned Chanan and the Rabbanan. Where does their machlekes manifest? My Chanan, where is the Chanan? That's not. Mishalachim dinas hayam, a husband skipped town. Va'amad echad upinis esishte, a fellow comes forward and accommodates his wife's mezainis needs. Pays her credit card bills. Can the fellow ask his money back from the husband? I'm filling in for you. I'm paying up your obligation to your wife. Chodan Aymer, Ibedes Ma'isav, he lost his money. Nobody asked him to do it. Unless he actually stipulates. He tells the wife, look, I'm lending you the money. So she's the labor. Now when the husband comes back, he has to pay off his wife's debts. But if he didn't say that, he just laid out the money. Assuming husband will pay it back, the money's gone. There's no obligation, despite the fact that he, this stranger, actually accommodated the husband's obligations. It's mavriach hari. That's all. He hadn't really given him anything. And therefore, the husband doesn't have to repay. That's Chanan Shita, but there's a big machlekes. Nechleku, Olav, Bnei Kahanim, Gedolim, they disagreed. Va'amru Yishava, Kamahoitza V'Yita, when husband returns, the stranger, the friend, swears how much he laid out, and he gets it back. I paid up your debt. I did it on your behalf. It's as though you sent me to pay that money, pay back. Omar Abdesa Ben Hakanas Kedivraim, I agree with the Bnei Kahanim Gedolim. Husband is responsible. Omer Bichma Zakai, no. Yofa Omer Chanan, I agree with Chanan. Husband is not responsible. Hiniach Mo'esav al Keren HaTzvi. Why? Because the stranger, he places money on the deer's horns. Go figure, how to get it back. So back to our sugya. Reuven, who's not allowed to benefit Shimon, can pay up Shimon's chayiv. How? One of two ways. Either it's Chanan speaking. Paying off a debt is not tantamount to having given him anything. The loiva, that is. You haven't given the loiva anything. Whereas according to Rava, in our case, we're speaking that the loiva never really was obligated to repay the loan, and therefore even the Rabbanu would agree that when a stranger steps forward and pays up his loan, I don't owe you anything. because I didn't need your favor. Concludes the Gemara. Rava le amakrav oishe. Rava, who said that our Mishnah is like the Rabbanon, speaking about a special set of circumstances where the Mava gave him money with an open-ended repayment plan. And therefore, when Reuven paid up his debt, Shimon is not responsible. Why did Rava prefer that as opposed to Rav Oishia's approach, which is that the Mishnah is Chanan? The Kamaikim Lel Masnis, and Kedivir HaKoyli prefer that the Mishnah follows, even the Rabbanon, rather than limiting it to Chanan. So speaking about such a specific case, and therefore, even the Rabbanon would agree that a stranger who repays that loan hasn't really done him much of a favor. Rav Oishia Lama Kerava. Why did Rav Oishia pick his route? Our Mishnah is Chanan, paying up a loan is Mabrei Chari. Why didn't he adopt Rava's Shita? We're speaking that the Loiva borrowed it on condition that he doesn't have to repay, and therefore repaying that loan is not a favor. Gzero Shalev Lepara, we're concerned that if we allow it to happen in this case where he did not commit to repay, we allow the Mudur Hanot to benefit in this case, Mishum Lepara might lead to the next situation where it was an ordinary, regular, conventional loan she has to repay, and the fellow who's Mudur Hanot will go ahead and repay that loan as well. It's confusing. If we allow this case, it might lead to confusion. Therefore, we say that all cases would be Asur, if not for the fact that it's Chanan speaking, and Chanan typically holds any situation where a fellow repays a Loive's loan, Loive is not responsible. He hasn't given the Loive anything. He has simply gotten the creditor out of his way, gotten him off his back. It's like Mavriya Chari, in which case he's Pater. In the third case, we have Machsur Leis Avidosim. We have two people who must keep away, Mudur Hana, but you can return his lost item. Now, who was the Mudur Hana from whom? Pligibo, we have a Machlokes, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, between these two Amirayim. How to understand the Mishnah? Chadam, I want to explain. When do we say that Reuven can return Shimon's lost item? That's only Ela B'Shenichse Machzer, when Reuven, the fellow returning the item, his nechasim, his assets, his belongings, are Asurin Al Bal Aveda, are also to Shimon, the one who lost the item, meaning Shimon may not benefit from Reuven. Still, the Mishnah contends that Reuven can return Shimon's lost item. Why? Because when he returns the item to him, he hadn't given him anything. Midah means something. Midam denafshei, something which belongs to Shimon, kamahadalei, he's returning to him. I'm not giving you anything. I'm giving you back your lost item. The fact that I'm putting in effort, okay, so that's a mitzvah. And therefore it's mutter. Aval nechsei bal aveda. But if it would be in the reverse, Shimon the bal aveda, the one who lost the item, his belongings were to be asur nal machse asur to Reuven, meaning Reuven can't benefit from Shimon. If that's the case, then we have trouble. Loika mahadale. In this case, Reuven cannot return Shimon's lost item. You know why? Because Reuven ultimately benefits from this activity. Deka mahanile pruta de Rav Yosef. Because he's going to get a pruta of Rav Yosef. What's pruta de Rav Yosef? So the Gemara in Bava Kama, as a machlokes, between Rabba and Rav Yosef, in a case where a fellow is a Shomer Aveda, he found a lost item. How do we treat the finder? Is he a low-level Shomer, assumes very limited responsibility for the item, like a Shomer Chinam, like a fellow who's just doing a favor, watching as a favor? Or is he a more advanced caretaker, like a Shomer or Sachar, like he's always getting paid? How's he getting paid? Just watching a lost item for free? Answer is, he's getting paid. How? Halacha is a person who's involved in one mitzvah is potter from any other mitzvah that might come his way at that given time. A fellow who's involved in watching an Aveda, he's oisik b'mitzvah, and at that moment, a poor man approaches him for tzedakah, he's potter from tzedakah. So actually, he's going to be gaining a pruta. That change that he would give to the oni, he keeps to himself. He's a shomer sachar. That's Rav Yosef's shita. And likewise, in our case, if I, Reuven, should not be benefiting from you, Shimon, the owner of the lost item, I can't pick up the lost item and care for it because I'm going to gain the pruta de Rav Yosef. I'm going to be potter from giving stock. The other shita says, no. Afilu nechse balaveda asurin al machser. Even if my nechasim, even if the nechasim of balaveda, the shimon, they lost, fellow lost the item, asur to me, the finder. Even in this case, mahadar le, I can return the item. What do you mean? I'm saving the pruta? No, umushem pruta the rabbeisu leshchiach. This idea of saving the pruta, it's not such a common occurrence. How often does the ani come? Just at this time, and therefore, it's not considered as though I'm getting hanoa from you. So even if it actually pans out that I end up, you know, sparing myself that pruta, that's not what the fellow had in mind when he made the nether, and this was not included in the isur. Okay, so bottom line is, we have three halachas in the Mishnah. A mudar hanoa can provide the machzas hashekel, can be pareah the choiv, machzah the aveda. So machzah, the shekel we discussed, is just a mitzvah. Regarding regarding the machzah shekel, so the Ran says because they cover this fellow as well, meaning even if he didn't actually send the shekel, he would be included in the karbonis. When I give it for him, I'm just doing something extra. But the Ran does add, and Ahmed Beis, he says, but you know, if typically paying off a person's debt would be a problem, so why would I pay his shekel? Why is that motus? He says, well, speaking that the fellow already sent his shekel and got lost, he's not really responsible at all. So when I go ahead and I pay for him, I'm just doing him a favor, not really, paying off his debt. It's just a mitzvah on his behalf, and it's mitzvah. So that's the shekel. What about priyas chayv? How can I pay his debt? We have two ways to understand. Either it's chanan, who says any time you do that, it's tantamount to chasing away a lion. You're just getting the malva, his creditor, off his back, and not actually giving the leva anything. Track two is that it's the rabbanon speaking, and even according to them, we're speaking that he borrowed on condition that he doesn't have to repay. And therefore, when I repay that loan on his behalf, I haven't really given him anything. I can also return his aveda. Oh, so if my nechasim are also to the loser, to the baal aveda, it's okay because I'm not really giving him anything. I'm just returning his lost item. If his nechasim are also to me, we have machlik. It's going to one shita. It's also because I'm benefiting from him. But I'm oisek b'mitzvah, I'm pata from tzedaka. Going to the other shita, it's mutter. It's not shchiach. And therefore, does not generate an iser by mudar hano. Okay, so summarize the first part of the daf as well. We have the mudar hano mechaveri, in which case I can't have any benefit from him, even something which is vitur, something which is considered, you know, a secondary hano, which he's not really particular about. He allows anybody through his field. I cannot walk through. That's a shita of Rabbi Lezer. Afilu vitur also mudar hano is considered having gotten something from him. Mudar hano machal. What depends how he said it. Machal straight. That's food. Hanoas machal includes even using a food item as a medicine. Hano hamavil de machal chalai includes food and utensils used in the food making process. Likewise, a chamor, a sack, a basket used to transport food would be a problem. We had a shaila regarding a horse, a ring, etc., which creates some sort of goyrim for hano in machal that we left as a shaila. But as the next mission tells us, if I'm actually saving on the rental fee, in that case, it would be usher on all items, because saving money is tantamount to giving me something which is a food-related hana, because money is used to buy food, in which case, everything would be included, even if the nether was strictly food-related. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.